The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk about meth use in WA that had gone down during the pandemic because people couldn't get it into the state. We heard that the hard borders had done a great job of stemming the flow of meth into WA. It seems like that's not the case anymore.
It has quadrupled since August last year, meth use in WA. So we had this dramatic drop linked to the COVID restrictions. Now we have a wastewater report out today. That report from the National Wastewater Drug Monitoring Program has found, get this, on average, more than 65 doses of meth are taken a day per 1,000 people in regional WA.
Wow, that's out of control. Like, they're testing the wastewater for COVID. And so what's happened? The person doing that has just gotten off his chops and they're like, hang on a minute, there's something else in this water.
Something else in the water. I mean, they check it. So the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission tests wastewater facilities across Australia, 56 all up. Seven of them are in WA, a couple are in regional areas, so they can monitor the situation because it can be picked up in the wastewater. Yeah, quadruple. So obviously, you know, the drugs are getting in.
Yeah. And they find a way.
Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist.
The thing is, there's so much money involved that the people who are willing to take risk imprisonment and whatever other risks associated with that sort of lifestyle, they're more than happy to do it because the amounts of money that we're talking about are so vast. So, it's a sad state of affairs.
I mean, you'd have to think it's coming in on road, wouldn't you? There's not that many flights.
Yeah. Or by boat, don't forget that.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Coming in through the ports.
Something and now, you know we don't know? On a canoe up the Swan River.
It's like it just goes without saying. Like, the police every now and then announce their big busts, but, you know, that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, they just get whatever, 5% of what's actually coming in because all of these drug barons internationally know that it doesn't cost much for them to make it, so they can just send in shipment
Although
after shipment.
Although shipping's expensive these days.
Yeah, that's right.